This is DrAlvin.com, the business of wisdom, where world leaders and thinkers do come to chat. Very fortunate to have an extraordinary person who has a powerful book, Into the Light. First of all, give me a little idea of your background and your expertise.
All right. I came to this town in 76 to Washington as a White House fellow, and I worked in government and then in business for a good number of years. Then, about 26 years ago, I quit because I was burned out for 1 year, and I ended up never going back to my traditional work, and I became a hypnotherapist. I started meditating. I became a healer, and I teach meditation. And that background prepared me to writing the story of an artist. It's the subject of the book, Into the Light, The Healing Art of Common Aaron.
Why do you use the term Into the Light?
The title is Into the Light because Common Aaron is a painter, not a talker. He was in the Holocaust for 4 years. And when he came out, he was at the art school in Vienna, but then he came to America. So you quite literally see him on canvas deal with the darkness of what he witnessed, the evil that he witnessed. He painted it. He painted everything unconsciously. And then over his lifetime, he's a full-time artist, has been all his life, you watch him as he regains the light inside himself, it shows up on canvas. So the book is about a visual journey. You can actually see he worked with all of the darkness when he first came out of mothers losing their children, of being beaten. All of that is on canvas. And then over the next ensuing decades, you watch his landscapes change from total gray with no life, no birds, no trees, no people, into full color. So it's literally you see him regain his own light, reflected and mirrored on his canvas. The healing aspect, when he asked me, he painted my portrait when I was six, and 50 years later he turned to me and asked me to write his story. The healing aspect is when I asked Common, why did you paint this at this time, to understand his story, he would say, I don't know, Susan, I just did it. So I had to sit in meditation with his paintings and ask the paintings to talk to myself. And you can see him gradually work out all of the evil that he experienced and he witnessed. And then at age 78, he made a decision to remember. He had survived in part by making a decision when he came to America, I'm not going to talk about what happened to me, it takes me down. So he kind of set it aside, unconsciously worked on it on canvas. But by age 78, the pain of not remembering had become greater than the pain of remembering. So as he talked to me consciously about what happened, he ended up in the hospital, he got a racing heart, the nightmares came back. But he had made a decision in the camps that one way to survive was to be invisible, and he taught himself how to do it. And that decision that equated life with invisibility stayed with him as an artist for a lifetime. So he didn't want to be seen on too large a scale stage. He had painted Ronald Reagan, Henry Miller, Andre Previn. But whenever he was asked to do a major show in New York, he lives in L.A., he wouldn't go. And what I learned in doing his story is that he had this voice of survival that equated invisibility with life and visibility with death. So in order to tell his story, he had to give that up. And that's part of the healing process, of going back and realizing what decisions do we make as children and young adults to protect ourselves and survive that later become limitations in our lives. And we need to give them up. So you see every step of the healing process, but because he's an artist, you get to see it on canvas. Does that make sense?
Sure. Now, tell me about the type of media that he uses as it relates to his type of painting. Are there oils, pastels, acrylics?
He does them all.
Mm-hmm.
He does oils, pastels. He draws with a pencil, with ink, and acrylics. He's a master of all those mediums because he was taught in... He was a child in Riga, Jew in Latvia, and he was born with a pencil in his hand. He was a child prodigy. He painted the president of Latvia when he was 13, and he was trained. He was put into the Riga Fine Arts Academy by this president because he was such a fine painter. So he was trained how to mix color. He was trained in anatomy. He was trained in a very traditional European manner. So he understands all the elements of creating art, and he has done different kinds of paintings over a lifetime, one of which is psychological realism. He was born a painter, But what he learned in the Holocaust is it was how people express emotions in their bodies and in their faces, because he studied the guards. So it honed his intuitive understanding of the human being. So when you see a portrait done by Kalman, Aaron, you connect with something that's real. He captures the essence of somebody. He's a very gifted artist.
No one can imagine what a person feels and experiences when they go through this type of situation. We can relate and we can empathize. But let's say, for example, a person has gone through their trauma, their hurtful situation. How can they use the principles of this particular book as a symbol of hope and restoration for them?
Wonderful question. Number one, the book is healing in and of itself. It contains the light, the truth, and the beauty of the process that Kalman went through, and there are no shortcuts in this book. So just holding the book is healing in and of itself. You've seen this book. It's just full of light. He went through these steps, and we get to see what he did visually. Anybody who has been abused or brutalized in their own home or village in the world is going to go through the same steps of having to remember what happened, and in the process of remembering, healing occurs. And in the process of remembering what happened, we also remember what decisions did we make at the time of the trauma to protect ourselves. And now as adults, we can change those decisions, as Kalman did when he decided to be visible in a book printed about his life.
This particular book and exhibit has been featured in different places. What have been some of the kinds of comments and response others have been giving toward this particular art?
To his art or to the book?
To the book.
To the book? Well, the response has been profound and very moving. One woman who has spent a life as a librarian said that she said this is one of the last times a book like this will ever be written. She referred to the Greatest Generation. People cry. I do a 35-minute presentation. I did it at the Cathedral here in Washington. I'm doing another one at the Library of Congress on December 4th, next Tuesday, and then at Politics and Prose in January. The response is emotional. It's very powerful. People are, number one, amazed at how beautiful the book is. A local publisher in this town, Philip Copper, is a brilliant publisher, and I worked a year and a half. He edited the book with me, and then he brought in a man named Robert Weiser, who is an award-winning graphic designer. And Robert sat with me for 2.5 hours to understand the story, and then he laid it out so beautifully in the choice of print, font, and the choice of color behind the paintings. You see the chapter on the Holocaust with a dark green background, and then as he comes into California and reclaims his own light, it turns to white. So number one, the book is exquisitely made. Number two, his story is so powerful. People respond to it, and it doesn't matter if your background is Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu. It's sort of a universal experience of what is the worst thing we can do to each other, and how do we heal from that? And Kalman did that one painting at a time. So it's already won some awards from Moment Magazine, and I think it's Jewish Book World have both chosen it as notable books. So the response has been fabulous and heart-rending. I mean, that's my whole, in writing this book, I put my heart and soul in it since I've known him all my life. And as a healer, I knew what he had to go through in order to remember this story. I could hold the space for him. So to see, I've always known it was an important story, but to feel get the reaction that I've gotten is affirming. It's been wonderful.
Well, thank you so very much for sharing this very powerful story. This will be featured at dralvin.com, The Business of Wisdom, where world leaders and thinkers do come to chat. I discover one wisdom, one brilliant mind at a time. This will be featured at dralvin.com on Facebook and also on Twitter. Thank you for joining my Twitter account last night at Dr. Alvin Jones. Give us a final thought. Make sure we have the takeaway, and then tell us how to be a part of your world.
It's a unique book that will touch anybody's life, and it is a universal story. And just to hold it in your hands, anyone who has any openness at all, just touching this book will be healed by it. The journey of life is the process of overcoming our limitations and obstacles so we can be fully who we are in our own light. And what a lovely adventure that is. You can go on Facebook. The book website is commonaron.com, KalmanAron.com. The book can be purchased on Amazon or at Politics and Prose. My full name is Susan Bilby McGee, and it's B-E-I-L-B-Y. Last name is M-A-G-E-E. You can go on my Facebook. The book itself, Into the Light, The Healing Art of Common Aaron, also has a Facebook. And I am tweeting.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate the great work you are doing. And this particular book and art is definitely going to help so many individuals. And you continue to have a remarkable, amazing day today, okay?
Thank you. What a pleasure.